broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The disposal of the burial of Bin Laden's remains.
This is a country that was built by immigrants. This is a country that became a superpower.
There are times when my paralegal and I sit in this office.
It really is a great day for an awful lot of people who work.
Yeah, something like that.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we are right now, of course, streaming live on our website, which is philhendryshow.com. This is Phil TV in HD. And we've been on since 8 o'clock, as a matter of fact, Pacific time. It is 10 o'clock, 10.06 on the West Coast, Pacific Daylight Time. We've been on since 8 Pacific Daylight Time. And I've just been holding forth here at the El Pacifico, talking about what happened yesterday. Momentous day, obviously, in the history of this country, in the history of I hate to put it so corny, in the history of crime fighting, because really what you're talking about is just a massive operation against a criminal enterprise. We're going to be talking a lot about it tonight, probably in the next few days. And one of the things, for those of you who have Phil TV and HD on our website, I'm going to be doing a lot more interacting with you guys. Tonight it was just me rapping about what's happening, but we want to do some things that will interact with you more using our chat feature, using actually our unofficial chat site there with Jason, as well as Twitter, as well as our website, our comment section. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Osama bin Laden caught and killed. We'll get into just about every angle surrounding this historic news, the mission, the burial at sea, and, of course, the critics. Donald Trump says he's decided in his mind to run for president. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Well, you don't know if he's serious.
I told you the guy's going to run for president. Some of these people, but it's, oh, this is just a big, excuse the pun, trumped up way of saying he wants to keep Celebrity Apprentice on the air. Are you putting me on? This guy is a businessman. He's not a clown. I don't know if he'd make a good president, but he ain't a clown. His hair is clownish, I'll give you that. His hair is like a wig.
And Bozo.
No, it ain't Bozo, but it's close. Anyway, plus the most useless college majors, Dave Oliva and Steve Bozell, join us. Dave Oliva joins us in just a moment. A student at L.A. Canyon College, a L.A. Law enforcement major, an L.A. Police Academy prospective L.A. Police Academy attendee is going to talk about the police aspect, policing this. Because when you look at Osama bin Laden, when you look at his lieutenants, when you look at this organization, what was it? It was a group of people wanted by the FBI. Yes, the FBI needed resources more than what they had. They needed the U.S. military. They needed a lot of things. But the fact of the matter is, what that guy did was a crime here in the United States. It was an act of war, I agree. But he was wanted by the FBI, and it did take, and it was outstanding work by all of our great intelligence people. Just outstanding. I don't think you can, you know, and I credit President Obama. I credit President Bush. I credit, as President Obama said, 9.5 years. 9.5 years of people working intelligence, working these little shards and these little scraps of intel, connecting one to the other. Just amazing work. Outstanding. Everybody should be very, very proud. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, the great city of Houston, KPRC, a great affiliate at 9:50 a.m. So grateful to have them there in Houston, KCNR at 14:60 a.m. in the beautiful city of Redding, California. Another affiliate, two great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. And again, 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva is going to join us here, and we're going to talk briefly. And again, it's unusual, perhaps, point of view, but we're going to talk a little bit here about, we got Dave on the line. Dave, I want to talk about the police aspect. You are going to be attending L.A. Police Academy, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
And right now you're taking what?
Right now I'm taking law enforcement, taking criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College.
Okay. Now, this is a military action that took out Osama bin Laden. But what led up to it, certainly what led up to it, was what we call intelligence work, or the work of our intelligence services, but it is police work, isn't it?
Well, I think in many ways, yes, sir, it is police work, and you know, because when you are the work of a detective, you know, is like the same that they do of in the CIA or in the Defense Intelligence Agency. What they're doing is they're asking questions, you know, you knock on a door, you say to someone, do you know who this is? Do you know who that is? Do you? And you show people pictures, and the CIA and people like that, they don't, I mean, they're not literally going to a door and knocking on it and saying, hey, have you seen, they're not going to stand there, you know, with a picture of Osama bin Laden and go, excuse me, have you seen this guy in the neighborhood, you know, but...
No, I know that.
But it's the same process, you know, this is who we're looking for, you know who it is, we're trying to find him, and we're trying to, you know, we're trying to track him down because of breaking the law, you know. And so there's a great deal of police work involved. In fact, to be honest with you, it probably, you know, is a little bit of overkill the way the military handles things. I looked at this yesterday.
Well, I was going to ask you. I mean, you're not a police officer; you're still in school. But just as a young man who's looking forward to that career, and it is this was a military operation yesterday. But how did you see it? Obviously, a great success, right?
Well, I think yes and no. I think it was a great success from the standpoint that none of our soldiers were killed, that they were able to terminate the target, that they was able to, you know, extract the target's body, to get the necessary identification of the target, to confirm the identification, and that was the important point, I think, of was to terminate. But here's the thing that I think was kind of bad. They should have taken him alive. They should have taken him alive.
Why do you say that?
First of all, you're going to have a lot of people not even believing, you know, that it's him. And then you're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, you know, hey, he went out like, you know, like a fire. Just a lot of just baloney, you know, just he went out.
Well, give me an example. What do you mean? So they should have taken him alive. Why?
I believe they should have taken him alive because he's going to have like a martyr's legendary status. People are going to think about Osama bin Laden, you know, like taking on U.S. Special Forces and everything. And
well, he hid behind a woman. I mean, this is what we're hearing.
Well, yeah, but then you're going to have people saying they made that up to make him look like just a, you know, just a, I don't want to say the P word, you know, but like a sissy or something, you know.
And so what you're saying is that they made up the fact that he hid behind a woman as part of a new narrative that he's a coward.
I think so. I mean, it's possible. I don't know that they did that, but it's possible people are going to think that. And I think if you got him alive, I think you would have been having a much better chance, you know, I guess. I think they could have done better, you know, because look.
Well, how much better can you do? I want you to be specific. You say get him alive.
Yes, sir. First of all, I think they should have used more police-type tactic. They went in without... Do you know, Mr. Henry, how many soldiers they had?
I believe they had 24.
Okay, that's way too... in my... You know, just what I know about it, that's way too many. That's way too many. They should have only gone in...
Well, what do you mean, what that's way too many? What does that mean? Now, I know that you're a novice, and so you're giving me an opinion... So when you say what you know about it, what does that mean?
Well, I'm just telling you that if they went in with 24 soldiers, if the special forces go in with 24, man, that's way too many.
And well, why?
Because that's what happened. They had to kill bin Laden, and here's why. When you have that many soldiers, everybody is looking to neutralize the target, or at least to get to the target and then to read him his Miranda rights. That's the other thing that, you know, they're not going to do. They're not going to read no Miranda rights or anything like that. So everyone's got an itchy trigger finger, if you will. And so the chances of him getting shot and killed are way, way more. And the chances of other guys getting shot and killed are way, way more, too. If it had been me, if I had planned this operation, I think most people who would plan an operation like this, I would go in with no more than 4 or 5 guys.
Four or five guys. 4 guys going into a foreign country.
Well, you do have support staff, you know.
Where are you in the... First of all, Dave, you know, I'm glad that you're giving me your opinion, but how do you get off judging the United States SEALs?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You know, the SEALs are not police officers. The SEALs are a combat unit. Okay.
Yeah, but don't you feel right now a little unpatriotic saying that these guys?
No, I don't. I'm not being unpatriotic. I mean, I love my country, you know.
But no, what I'm saying is, don't you feel a little unpatriotic criticizing the SEALs and saying, well, they should have gone in and done this, that, and something else? And can't we just go ahead and tell them that they did a good job?
I would like to tell them they did a good job, you know, but I can't.
But don't you, can you not just give it up for the SEALs and say, hey, you know, nice job?
You know, if you want me to, Mr. Henry, I'll say that, but it won't be honest. You know,
you think they did a bad job?
No, I don't think it wasn't a bad job. It's just that it could have been done more better, like in terms of taking him alive. You give me, I mean, not right now, but you give me police officers with training, and you give me four or five police officers, we can clear, look at the average LAPD can clear a house. Four or five police officers can clear a house. You know,
police, are you talking about police, regular police officers? Regular?
Yeah, I'm talking about police.
All right, that, using service revolvers. So four or five police officers, LAPD.
Well, not necessarily LAPD. I'm talking about an Elite trained unit that I could train or any police officer could train, that we could go in, we could clear, you know, what they call, we could search and clear each room, then go in, search and clear each room, then go in, and we keep go. Until finally there's Bin Laden, and what you do then is Mirandize him.
What are you going to Mirandize a guy that's in? Understand something. These guys are in Pakistan, okay? Pakistan.
Osama, first of all, the fact that he died, Mr. Henry, it's a screw-up.
Hold on. They're in Pakistan. How are they going to Mirandize a guy? And you call this a screw-up? This is exactly what they said the mission was. Either get the guy or kill him.
If you got a chance to get him, then why don't you get him? And I didn't want to have to come on your program and say that this is a foul-up, but the whole thing's a big foul-up. You know, if you look...
The whole thing's a big foul-up, huh? You got all over America, people are celebrating what these young men, these fighting men, these Special Forces guys did. Okay? How you can come on here and say, and you're not even an official police officer yet, and say that the thing is a screw-up.
I'm saying that from the standpoint of being a police officer. Okay? Now, you want me on your program? I'm going to tell you the truth. Can you handle the truth? You know, like the movie? Huh? I'm saying to you, this is a four or five police officers could go in there. They could search and clear. They could go room to room, Mirandize. And
these guys have got service revolvers, man.
Not necessarily SWAT. You could use SWAT team, but I would hope not to use SWAT team. I would hope to just use the standard patrol officers.
Standard cops out of cop cars with service revolvers are going to take on Osama bin Laden and the most likely the automatic weapons that his guys use. And you think that you'd get it done with four cops?
Think about it, Mr. Henry. What are cops used to doing? Clearing houses, going in, Mirandize, you know, clean it up, clear it out. We're way better at cleaning up and clearing out, you know, and that's all I'm saying, you know, and I knew that it would probably be controversial, but I had to say it because I think that what the Navy SEALs did was good, but let's be honest, it was kind of, it messed up, you know.
Well, your opinion's not very qualified, young man. And
well, you had me on your program.
You know, to talk about your training as a police officer, to talk about police methods, but not to sit there and tell me that the SEALs screwed up and that you think four patrol officers with service revolvers could have done a better job.
They would have taken him alive, yes, sir.
They would have taken him alive with automatic weapons.
No, my guys would have service revolvers. They'd be up against automatic weapons, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. 877, and I didn't get a chance to ask him how well the cops did with service revolvers against those dudes that robbed the bank in North Hollywood. 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva is on the line. He calls the mission by the Navy SEALs a screw-up. He claims he could have done better. Is that patriotic? I mean, here we are talking about radio for patriots by patriots. Is it fair? Who does he think he is? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Look, Dave, you can talk about being a police officer. I know you're a prospective police officer. What you've done here, though, is you've said that the SEALs, and I'd like you to just back it up, the SEALs, this was a screw-up, as they say in the military, was a foul-up.
Well, I'm just saying to you, if they could have taken him alive, I think that they should have. If they did not, which they did not do, then yes, I think you have to qualify it and you have to say that's a screw-up. You know,
it's a screw-up, huh? So killing bin Laden wasn't good enough.
I personally, what I'm trying to say to you is I could have taken him. I could have taken him, and I could have taken him with a...
You're not even a police officer yet. You are a student.
Well, what I'm saying is, with the proper training, had I the proper training, and with, you know, once I get out of... What I'm saying, basically, is once I get out of L.A. Police Academy, and...
Once you get out of L.A. Police Academy, you're going to be qualified enough to go and take down a guy like bin Laden.
Well, I think so, sir.
All right, you know what? Tell me how you're going to do this with four cops using handguns, using their service revolvers. Now, how many shots do they have?
Nine.
They have nine shots in a service revolver?
Yes, sir.
And then they have extra clips?
Yes, sir.
And you're telling me that if a Los Angeles police officer trained by you, right?
Trained by me once I've gone through the academy, and then I would outline my own training. Because right now, you know, I've seen reports that they went in running room to room, going up, trying to find people, everything like this, okay? Well, that's fine. But all that does is makes a lot of noise as they're going up and going, hey, 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 hey. Police officers are trained to say, police, you know, we're here. I mean, you're not going no place, so we don't have to make a movie out of this, you know? And I think the military tries to make a movie out of it, you know? And
what do you mean make a movie out of it? Are you talking about all the gear that they have? See, these guys are in a foreign country.
Well, let me just, hold on, Mr. Ryan, let me just... Because, you know, I know what I'm talking about. You don't, you know.
And I want you to tell me, and I'm going to take a phone call, and you can even think about it if you want to. I want you to tell me how a police officer with a service revolver is going to do a better job than a SEAL.
Because he has the element of surprise, because he is used to community relations. And
community relations. So he's going to talk to bin Laden?
He's going to talk to the people that are with him and to bin Laden, too, and to say, you know... There's no way for you to, like, get away. So...
All right. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Let me just get a phone call here. We've got Ben on in Tampa. Ben, you're on with Dave Oliva. You're on with... God, Ben, I am telling you. Go ahead, Ben. You're on with Dave Oliva as we talk here about the SEALs and the operation to kill bin Laden.
Yeah, well, I think the SEALs did a bang-up job, and I don't see how four police officers could have done what the SEAL teams did. Especially,
well, I mean, if you're just talking about killing a guy, then the SEALs did a good job. But I'm talking about extracting him alive and then taking him to, you know, the interrogation area, you know, to interrogate and further to, you know, ask questions, everything like this. If you want to just kill him, you could take the Navy SEALs, go in. Those guys are trained to, I don't know, you know, do all kinds of movie stunts and everything. And
what do you call it, movie stunts? You know, you're talking about the SEALs like there's some kind of nothing group.
I'm not saying that, but I mean, you know, if I'm talking about taking... Yeah, go ahead, sir.
If I may ask you, okay.
Yes, sir.
When you go into a multi-room building, now I'm an ex-special ops soldier.
Yes, sir.
I've done house clearing. When you go into a multi-room, you have no idea how many combatants you're going up against.
Well, that's
okay.
True,
they had
that's true.
When the SEALs went into that building, they had no idea if they were going to run into
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case because they had eyes on the ground. A police officer, on the other hand, never knows. But the SEALs have way better intelligence than a police officer is going to have, and yet police officer,
What are you talking about? The SEALs have way... The SEALs, how do they know?
They had people looking at the building, man. The cop doesn't. The cop's going to pull up and go, okay, you know, I'm rolling to the scene. I don't know what's up.
And a lot of cops die that way, too, don't they? Do they call for backup?
Of course they do.
Well, what backup are the SEALs going to call for? All they got are each other.
I would like to ask one more question, and I'll let it go. Okay?
Go ahead, sir.
Like I said, I'm an ex-special ops soldier, and I think basically, I think you're full of mud, okay, to keep
well,
it
I mean,
clean.
You know.
But
I
why
agree.
Why do most police and sheriff's departments want on their SWAT teams and their special operations teams, why do they want retired Army Rangers, Navy?
You guys never get the job done. You can't even finish a phone call, man.
I'll decide that.
Good.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here, radio for Patriots by Patriots, as we continue to walk over top of the heads of people who think they've got the answers, and all they have the answer for is how quick we can send this great country of ours straight down the crapper. Well, we ain't going to let it happen. And an outstanding job done yesterday by our special forces, by our intelligence service, by our president, by our all of the people involved in bringing this man, Bin Laden, to the bar of universal justice, which is standing before the good Lord himself. And that's where he was sent yesterday. And again, we applaud not just people in the Obama administration, but of the Bush administration. John Brennan, if you saw the press conference today, John Brennan has been at it, in his words, for 15 years. So that goes back to the days of Bill Clinton as well. John Brennan called it one of the gutsiest decisions that he's ever seen a president make. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, I want to ask you a question. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Go ahead.
My understanding is you are a conservative, and you're just now said, you know, Obama done, you know, good and everything, which I guess is okay. I mean, I believe that, you know, he's done good in this particular way, but I think, again, you're talking about how he didn't use the assets the way that I think you can, and I think the way that he, you know, should have used the assets, in my opinion, was to use fewer men, moving, if you've ever, do you know anything about, like, how to use a gun or anything?
Yes, a little bit.
All right, well, the police use a standard military-style stance, you know, where you have two hands on the weapon going room to room. You always check your blind spots. And then you engage the target. You know, Mirandize them if you can.
You're not going to Mirandize a guy in Pakistan. Why would you Mirandize Bin Laden?
You haven't heard about, I guess you ain't heard about Eric Holder and everything that he's trying to do.
You know, I wouldn't give a crap about Eric Holder. These are soldiers who have one job and one job alone. Would you like to surrender? No. Okay, bye. Bang. You're dead. You're dead, man. You're a felon on the run. You've been running. You have been a fugitive from justice since at least the middle of the 1990s. You have committed murder during that fugitive run. You're everything and anything but, you know, a guy you want to Mirandize. That's a cat that you give him the option to surrender, and if he doesn't, you kill him. Here is Mark in Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Mark. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to ask,
sir, go ahead.
You know, how would he know anything about that kind of a situation if he's never been in combat and he's never been overseas? I mean, how can you claim to have that kind of knowledge
you have to
if
be,
you can't do it?
I don't think you have to be overseas to know what is just common sense, you know? Like, why would you need to have 24 guys to get one guy when police do this kind of operation every day? I don't know if you're familiar with police work, but a lot of times you're called out to, let's say, it's a party or something, or a domestic dispute. And
a domestic dispute is not the same as a wanted, an international fugitive that has used explosives. He's used automatic weapons. He's used airplanes loaded with fuel. This guy has committed murder on a mass scale.
Again, Mr. Henry, please let me finish, you know, because I know Mr. Henry hasn't been in combat, and he's
well. Maybe not. No, but if you pay attention to the pictures that were in the news articles, they show you the size of the compound. Four policemen are not going to take that size of a compound.
Well, no, but they didn't have to take that size of the compound because Bin Laden was upstairs in one of the bedrooms. I don't know what he's doing, but he's.
So you're telling me the policemen are just going to walk through all the other armed guards and hope that they're all going to just put down their weapons peacefully and tell them to go away. I don't think it works that way.
Well, sir, I understand, but I think if you approach it like you've been called to the residence and there was, like, noise or something, and you ask to see, you know...
What are you talking about? Are you saying four Pakistan cops?
I'm not even saying... It could be four... It could be a police operation is what I'm trying to say.
So you knock on the door and you say, oh, we had noise?
You knock on the door and you ask to see the residents, you know, what's going on. Because the last thing they want to do is, like, shoot a cop.
I'm pretty sure those residents you're talking about were all his hired cohorts, and they were all ready to kill him.
Wait a second, man. Are you telling me that Bin Laden is willing to sacrifice his very comfortable situation there? Like, no, the neighbors didn't know he was there, nothing. He's going to kill a cop right on his front doorstep and blow the whole thing? I don't think so.
It didn't stop him from flying a plane into a couple buildings.
What's that?
I said it didn't stop him from flying a couple planes into a couple buildings.
Yeah, I know, but he's living in Pakistan. He's kicking it in Ben Bob's Bob or wherever the name of the town is. And all of a sudden he's going, oh, I think I'm tired of being, you know, peaceful. I think I'll kill a cop and bring, you know, the world of hurt down on me. I don't think so.
Wait a minute.
You know, there were air marshals on those planes, and they still got sacrifices of every one of the other victims on those planes.
Well, I don't know what you're... I don't think you're following me. I'm saying about Bin Laden... You know, if you Mirandize Bin Laden...
You can't Mirandize a guy who is not an American citizen. I don't care what Eric Holder wants to do. Thanks very much, sir, for your call. Mark in Anchorage, Alaska, here on the Phil Henry Show. This is insane to say that you're going to Mirandize Bin Laden. I don't know how you figure you're going to get that done.
Well, you do it, Mr. Henry, like I said. If you come to the front door of that house and you go, hey, I don't speak Paki, or however they talk it, you know.
Pakistani. I don't know what they... Maybe it's Hindu. I don't know what it is.
Hindu?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the language is.
Is it Arabic or something?
No, it's not Arabic. It's Pakistani.
Okay, well, if you send the cops to the front door and go, excuse me, how you doing? Is everything okay? We had a call out here
So in other words, you're saying send cops on a normal house call like it's a domestic dispute or there's too loud music, but what they're ultimately going to do is arrest Bin Laden.
Yes, sir. And I don't think they gave that a chance. I think they thought, oh, we better go in with guns blazing and everything because it'll make a good movie script. You know, that's the thing about the SEALs. You know, I hear that they're good, but everything with them, they're all talking about how great they are. I mean, I just once what they ought to do is, like, try and do it, you know. I mean, all the SEALs, yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL. Okay, that's great. So what, you go in and blow up, like if you go to get a candy bar or something, do you blow the store up to get it?
That's ridiculous. No, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tommy in Tampa. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Tommy, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just want to ask this fella here. Do you live in a bubble? John Travolta played in the movie. I mean, I did 22 years. I did 22 years in New York City as a cop. And I'm listening
to you.
You
know what I'm talking about then?
No. Listen to me. If I...
You'd be LAPD.
If I had a partner like you 22 years ago, I would have left the job. You are talking through your hat, fella. You have no idea what you're talking about, and you're wasting everybody's time. Mirandize who? Who are you going to Mirandize?
Bin Laden. You're going to Mirandize Bin Laden.
And he's going to stand there and let you Mirandize him and say, okay, take me. Come on. You're living in a bubble.
Once you have the weapon, if you've dropped the weapon on him, what's he going to do? Run away or something?
What police department are you going to?
I want to go to LAPD. LA Police Department,
If LAPD takes you, we're in deep trouble. We really are. I'm sorry to say that, but I don't know, nothing else to say.
I understand, sir, you were NYPD, which is slightly different. You know, NYPD is more close quarters, like it's all, like, I don't know what you call it. Do you drive cars there or you don't? You, like, walk beats and everything, right?
No, Phil, I don't mean to cut. I'm done.
What is that? What kind of comment is that? Where you do you drive cars there?
Well, he said he was New York Police.
Right.
Well, I don't think he understands what I'm talking about because you pull up in a squad car.
They got police cars in New York.
What is somebody?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Thank you very much.
First of all, do you have motorcycle cops? I don't think so.
Yes, they do have motorcycle cops. They got motorcycle cops, they got police cars, they got it all.
Okay, well, I still don't think they're used to the same kind of wide-open, like, actually wide-open areas that L.A. is. And L.A. is very wide-open. So if you go to Pakistani or whatever that town the guy's in, it's going to be wide-open. That's number one. You need a place to park the car. You need a place to bring the bikes in. A New York police officer is not going to, they'll say, okay, bring the car. What do you mean car? I usually just walk to work.
Okay.
Where are you calling from right now?
Excuse, I'm calling from Monterey Park, California, sir.
In your house?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
In your house or in a jail cell? Where were you calling from?
I'm in my home, sir. I'm studying law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College, and I eventually want to be in L.A. Police Academy.
Well,
I'm not in jail.
Like I said to you, and Phil, I thank you very much, but if L.A. takes you, this country is in trouble. Okay? Thank you.
You haven't argued me down about how a New York cop walks to work.
What? They don't walk to work. They've got cars. They've got motorcycles. They patrol a city that is, yes, geographically different from Los Angeles or many other cities, and there are a lot more people in one area, like Manhattan Island. It doesn't mean they don't drive cars. Unbelievable. 877-876-PHIL. You understand the frustration of that officer?
Mr. Henry, I understand the frustration of a New York City police officer that just spoke with me, or a retired gentleman. I also want to say, as much as he did not like me or seemed to think that I was, I guess, I think he said I belonged in a jail cell or something.
He was stunned, as I am.
Well, you know what, Mr. Henry? I still give that man respect, and I still give him, you know, a tip of my hat. I mean, guys like that are my hero. He's been a long time, what police?
New York City.
Yeah, NYPD. And, I respect him, all the old guys, but, you know, he's old, and they don't do it like the old way. I mean, when he was a cop, it was legal to beat a guy up and stuff and, you know, and punch him and everything.
It's never been legal to beat up a suspect. It's never been legal to beat somebody up in police custody.
Yeah, but you know they did it.
877-876-PHIL. You know what? Maybe they did. Maybe, yeah, I'm sure that they did, and they should not have, and that was the way the police evolved in our society. Here is Fred. Fred, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to ask our guest a question. He seems to feel that the police should have gone in, or maybe the Navy SEALs, and given Mr. UBL a chance to surrender and advise him of his rights under the Miranda decision. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. I believe that would be the way that you could, you know, then take him to court and sue him, you know, for what he's done.
Sue him.
Okay.
Sue him. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wonder, can you tell us when it's necessary to advise someone of their rights under the Miranda decision?
Once you have them in custody and they've, like, you know, they're not fleed, they haven't fleed, or not fleed, but fleeing,
tried to flee the scene?
You know what I mean, right? Where they haven't fled.
No, I don't know what you mean, sir, and I don't think most of us do. And I'll tell you just a little point of law.
If he hasn't flown, I don't know the past tense to flee.
Okay, well, I'll tell you as a little point.
Did he flee or flown?
I'll share with you as a little point of law, as someone who spent 27 years in law enforcement, that you do not have to advise someone of their Miranda rights until you start to ask accusatory questions. Did you know that?
Well, yeah. I mean,
no, I don't think you knew that.
Well, you need to get him Mirandized if you're going to ask him. You know, you're pretty sure you're going to, like, are you Osama bin Laden?
You don't have to Mirandize a guy.
You question. That's general
information.
Yeah,
you don't have to Mirandize.
Well, but I mean, what I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, you can Mirandize him after you're sure he's not going to flee.
Well,
okay. And then another thing that you would do, once you have advised him, then you you extract, like, from everything.
You extract from everything.
Yes,
well, the SEALs did that with his body.
Well, see, that's what the whole thing I'm saying. I mean, the SEALs blew it. They blew it.
No, their orders were.
They blew it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Their orders were.
Yeah.
To either capture him or kill him. He resisted arrest. They acted in self-defense. I am just aghast that you don't seem to understand that.
Are you saying
I have nothing more discuss with you, sir. And Mr. Henry, I thank you for the opportunity to allow
thank
me to
you.
Be on your show. Good night.
What about a taser?
What about a taser?
They didn't tase him. All over America, they're tasing all these turkeys and these scumbags get tased left and right. And here's the one guy that should have been tased. They didn't do it. How come? I'll tell you why. Because the SEALs are all about, you know, making a movie script and everything like this. And
you know, you've been bagging on the SEALs, man. What's the point of that? I don't like hearing that. You know, those guys risked their lives. Those cats were in a very, very tight and serious situation. Now, as I was saying on our pre-show, and I said yesterday when we did our special video cast, I remember, and some of us remember Iran in 1980 and what happened to those soldiers in the desert of Iran, and it was just the most disastrous, humiliating, and forget about the humiliation, it was the most heartbreaking thing to see those men die and to see the Iranians the next day desecrating their remains and the American soldiers that were able to get out humiliated and saddened and grief-stricken for the rest of their careers. And you're sitting there talking about the SEALs blew it because they didn't keep the guy alive? I'm glad our guys are alive. I don't give a damn about bin Laden. Do you think it would have been okay for one of the SEALs to die?
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm a, you know, I want to be a police officer of the LAPD. And if I had to give my life to make sure that we was able to get, like, let's say I had to give my life to make sure we was able to get Tukey Williamson.
Or to give your life to make sure we gave who?
Tukey Williamson? I'm sorry. Yep.
Tukey, the guy that... All right, we got to take a break. 877, if I had to give my life to make sure we got Tukey Williamson. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Dave Olivai, who is an aspiring Los Angeles City police officer. He's saying that police tactics in apprehending Osama bin Laden would have been superior to what the SEALs did because they would have been able to Mirandize him. They would have taken him alive. They would have been able to talk their way into the house, pretending like it's a domestic call or someone's playing their music too loud. Can you imagine that?
What if they did?
Somebody's going to call from bin Laden's. They're going to call, hey, the bin Laden residents, man, they're having a party. The music's too loud. Those cats were so low key in that joint. Nobody knew they were in there. He claims that he could have done better than the U.S. Navy SEALs. We'll be back with more from Dave Oliva. Next hour is Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
We can't fight Radio this fight Patriots. Alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Like if he had his dreams, he'd lead the way.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
The people at Dynapep Energy wonder, how does Phil stay up all night? Well, the B answer would be, I'm an alien and do not require sleep. We did some research and found out Dynapep Microshot has good things for people who need to stay awake and alert. Dynapep is a microshot. 4 milliliters, less than a teaspoon. A shot, no sugar, no crash, no jitters, and only 2 calories. Dynapep. The first supercharged energy micro shot. Just a shot. It has AMAX for longer lasting explosive energy with no sugar, no crash, no jitters, and 2 calories. Dynapep Micro Energy Shot gets you through the night focused and alert or keeps you going all day. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. We did some research. We found out that Dynapep Energy Micro Shot has good things for people who need to stay awake and alert. Get Dynapep Micro Energy Shot now at 7-Eleven. Rite Aid, Kmart, Duane Reade, Fred Meyers, Hess Express, and Big Y. Or log on to dynapep.com.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. If you're like most Americans who move or refinance every 7 years, Quicken Loans has a program with an interest rate that's much lower than the current rate on a 30-year mortgage. That great low rate is locked for the first 7 years of your loan. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage, and the rate today on this great program is an incredible 3.5%, APR 3.47%. That's right, it's locked in until the year 2018. After that, the rate may adjust once per year. Are you really willing to pay thousands of extra dollars in interest on a 30-year fixed for the next 84 months just to know what your rate will be on a mortgage you may not even have in the year 2018? I sure wouldn't. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com, helping you get the right mortgage for your specific situation. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Keep yourself feeling better longer with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. Nature's Youth has more than 80 unique products targeted at reversing the effects of aging. And who doesn't want to feel better? Well, now you can. No, I mean right now. Call 800-333-6923 or visit naturesyouth.com and take a look at the many ways you can join thousands worldwide in the quest for a better, healthier life. Look younger, lose weight, build your immune system, and get more energy. And can I recommend a personal favorite? Nature's Youth RSF. It's an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Elevated HGH levels may contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, improved exercise capacity, and improved immune system functions. Well, my work here is done. A better you is waiting, and you deserve it. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or visit naturesyouth.com.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, talking with Dave Oliva. Dave is a student at L.A. Canyon College. He is taking criminal justice and law enforcement. He's also hoping to enter the Los Angeles Police Academy upon his graduation with his double A, his Associate Arts degree. Once you graduate from the L.A. Police Academy, you'll become a Los Angeles police officer, Dave. Are you planning on completing your four-year education?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, if you could say that again. I was having a difficult time.
I was saying, once you finish your associate arts degree, are you going to plan on going and get your 4-year?
I'm hoping to get my 4-year, but, you know, I don't know. I want to get right at it. You know, I want to get right to it. There's a lot that needs to be done. Again, looking at this operation yesterday with the SEALs and the Delta team, there's a lot they did right, there's a lot they did wrong, and there's a lot that, you know, that we need to, and there's a lot that I've got to, you know, look at and assess and give my report on.
That you're going to give a report on. You aren't even a police officer yet, and you're going to assess what these guys did. That's the part that's just driving me nuts. 877-876-PHIL is the number. And we're going to go over here to Don. Don is in Greensboro. Hey, Don, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva.
Yes, I have a couple questions. This gentleman has no experience yet. I'm an honorable Marine. I find it offensive that he's trying to talk the Navy SEALs down when those guys are out there giving him a choice and a chance to have an opinion. And yet, he has no experience or anything in the back of him.
Well, here's the thing. See, the SEALs are good. They're good, but they're not great.
And, why do you say they're not great?
Oh boy.
I think they are great. Well, why do you say they're not great?
Because they didn't take him alive, you know? They
That wasn't the objective.
They blowed his head off.
Comparing apples to oranges, though. You're talking police work. We're talking combat. There's no OJT in combat situation. So you can't go there and read Miranda, right? You're in another country. They don't understand that. He has the right to remain silent? Yeah, he's remaining silent now. The objective was to kill him or to bring him back alive, whichever came first. He opened fire. He was a hostage.
Well, I don't know.
To be a body shield.
I don't know I mean, like, you know, we come in on him. Yeah, he's going to open fire. But you could wing him. You know,
what do you mean, wing him? What is that supposed to mean?
You could wing him and make him drop his weapon or something, you know? And then go, I mean, I'm just trying to come up with ideas because it would have been better if we'd have taken him alive and then you could have waterboarded him and got more information, you know?
That's illegal. First of all, he was shooting to kill.
He was what?
He was shooting to kill. He wasn't shooting to wound. So it wasn't about, it's not a point thing they were doing. They were seriously trying to kill something. He was trying to kill them.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, we could have winged the kid, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, okay.